Chicago's very own Bob Surratt starts your day. WGN.
7:39, and on the Team Hackberg phone line, it's WGN TV political analyst Paul Lisnick. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bob.
You know what? When our politicians, our lawmakers know that they're on all the TV networks, the speechifying gets worse, doesn't it? Everybody kind of puffs up their chest, and they really keep going, don't they?
Well, we do get a lot of that because everybody's thinking about their next election and their next moment in the sun. But of course, some of the folks, as you know, this proceeds, we're going to be taking a look at some of the members of Congress and others where there's now suspicion that some people may have been involved in what happened there in the Capitol. So yes, we're going to. Sometimes you get, but be careful what you wish for when you start speaking out so very publicly.
Assuming the Senate does not convict, what influence do you think Donald Trump will have, if any, on the Republican Party going forward?
Well, if the Senate doesn't convict, then the president has the right to run again in 2024 if he chooses to do that. And if he does that, then I think that, you know, he's a very visible presence. Whether he's, you know, if he's not on Twitter and not on the social network platforms, it becomes more difficult for him. But I've always suspected that one of the things President Trump may do in short order is either create some new platform that he runs, you know, Trump.com, whatever it is, but someplace that he has his forum, a Twitter type thing, or maybe he gets back in social media one day. But I think he continues to influence because he's got a very strong base of support. It'll be a good question for you and I to talk about in 2 years, because after the next midterm election that happens, we're going to see how many Trump-supported candidates get into office, stay into office. I think that's going to be a better time to take the pulse of where the influence of Trump is. Right now, hard to know other than to say it's very strong.
Paul, can he use money that he's raised in the last year or so on whatever he wants? Because Donald Trump has a pretty big kitty, doesn't he?
Yeah, there's well over $200 million. In fact, that's probably an old number at this point. You know, people have been sending in money to him. The request has always been to help with the legal fund. But if you read the fine print of those donations, it basically went on to say that I think 75% of the money can be used for other purposes. So he has a very large sum of money that he can use for a variety of purposes, whatever it is he wants to do. One of the things, in fact, I talked about it on the WGN TV this morning, is he may challenge whether or not the Senate has a right to try a president who's no longer in office. Somebody like Alan Dershowitz takes the position that you can't work to convict somebody who's no longer in office. I mean, just to close the circle on that, there really is no precedent other than you got to go back to 1876 and look at the Secretary of War, William Belknap, who was taking bribes, and he was about to be impeached. So he ran over to President U.S. Grant and said, here's my resignation, sort of a, you can't fire me because I'm quitting. And that didn't work. The Congress still looked and said, no, we can do this to you anyway. So they impeached him, and then it went to the Senate, and they did not hit the 2/3, so he was not removed. But that's the only precedent there is to say you can go after somebody who's already left office. I'll bet you President Trump makes a challenge to that.
I think the only question I didn't hear raised yesterday, and I'll raise it with you, Paul, if Donald Trump were to be convicted in the Senate, would he lose his pension? Would he lose his Secret Service detail? Do you know?
So it's it's a separate vote. If he's convicted, then the Senate has to take additional motions. Those would be not by 2/3. It would just take a majority. So by majority vote, you would see that if he's convicted at first, you would see them vote to limit him from being able to run for office in the future, which means president in 2024 or any other office for that matter. And yes, they have the power then to remove his pension, to remove his $1 million a year expense, remove his Secret Service protection. All that goes away if the Senate chooses to impose that as the penalty on him.
In robertfeeder.com this morning, there is an item about Paul. This week marks publication of Assumed Treason, the latest Chicago-based political thriller by Paul Lisnick. Congratulations, Paul.
Thanks. I was surprised to see Feeder had that. That was nice. I have to tell you, Bob, real quickly, my first book, which was called Assumed Guilt, was all about fictional Illinois politics and crooked politicians, all fiction. Mm-hmm. This book, which I started a couple of years ago, is about a presidential election involving white supremacy and plots to bomb things and whatever. So even this one, it kind of scares me. I think I'm writing fiction and things turn out to be fairly true.
How about that? He's the pride and joy of Niles North High School, Paul Lisnick. Always good talking to you, Paul.
It.
Appreciate the reporting, as always.
Thank you, Bob. Talk to you soon.